Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada about the upcoming Knoxville Nationals. Another year, another Knoxville Nationals coming up. How does the Knoxville Police Department use past year's Nationals to help prepare for this upcoming Nationals?
Well, after doing this for about 50 years as an organization, and at least 13 for me, we take a look at what worked well and what didn't work well last time. Things that worked well, we try to do again. Things that didn't work well, we try to find ways to make them better.
Is there any examples? I guess I don't want you to give too much away, but just kind of things that maybe you've learned specifically that you like to implement and think that'll really help?
Sure. One of the obvious changes was a few years ago, we realized there was a lot of trouble getting emergency vehicles to the northwest part of town for things unrelated to the track. And there was specifically Larson Street had a major problem with cars parked there, could not get an ambulance through or two-way traffic through. So we began making that no parking from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. during the Nationals. That allows people to get into that area and through that area much more efficiently.
What's the plan for this year's Nationals as far as law enforcement, other agencies helping out? So what's the plan this year for bringing in extra help?
Well, that's one of the fallacies. We don't bring in extra help. During Nationals, we handle it all with our normal officers plus our reserve force. So we have a few extra bodies. The reserves come in and help specifically for that week to 10 days. Also during Nationals, no police officer gets to take time off. So everybody's working. You get your regular days off, but you don't get any extra time off. That seemed to have worked in the past.
All right. So what do the shifts look like for officers? And obviously, how can people make their lives as easy as possible?
Well, the way to make your life as easy as possible is don't be stupid. It's that simple. You know, we let you get away with a lot, but if we stop you and ask you to comply with a rule, we expect you to comply. One of the things we often do is if we find you with an open container of alcohol, we'll stop you and give you the option of pouring it out or going to jail. It still amazes me how many people pick the go to jail option. Just pour it out and you get to walk on down to the track.
That does sound like an easy option for me, but I know there's a influx in volume of calls. What is that like for the police department to be able to handle that?
Well, there is a huge increase in the number of calls we handle, plus an increase in the officer-generated activity because of all the traffic incidents that happen. It's just something we're used to doing, and we handle it as best we can. You might have a little longer time if you call in a minor report, a parking complaint that's not on a major intersection or a major street, or a barking dog complaint. It might take us a little longer to get there because we're dealing with so many other things.
What tips do you have for residents and visitors to access the raceway in the safest possible way and just kind of be as safe as possible throughout these next couple of weeks?
Well, the big thing is don't be in a rush. You know, plan ahead. If you want to go to anything that's near the racetrack, we're going to have to drive past the racetrack. Know that at certain times of the day, the crowds there are going to make it very hard to get through, and you're going to need to take some extra time. So don't be in a rush. Relax. If you can detour around those areas, detour around those. Yes, it might take you an extra three or four blocks out of your way, but it might actually save you 5 or 10 minutes because you're not dealing with the crowd. That's the big thing. Other things to do is just be smart. You know, imagine that you're in that police officer's shoes. What is going to attract his attention and cause him to do something, take some enforcement action. So behave. Keep your golf carts off of Lincoln. Yeah, that's the big thing. People still think that they can drive their golf carts up and down Lincoln Street or Highway 14. That's one of the things we have very little tolerance for. The same is true for your four-wheelers. If you have a city permit one, that's great. If you don't, keep it off the streets.
What are some of the things that takes up the most part of your day in terms of, other than just kind of keeping people as safe as possible, what are some of the things that you don't look forward to in terms of having to go break up a party or something?
Well, that's exactly it. It seems that a good percentage of the people that come here like to imbibe in alcoholic beverages, so we have to deal with those. And some people are able to take a hint and say, go on back to your camper, just go sleep it off. It's those that don't take that hint or have drunk so much that they pass out and are a danger to themselves or others in the public that we have to take action with, and those are the people we end up going to jail. I'd like to point out that last year, and the first time in my knowledge, during the Nationals, we went 24 hours without arresting anybody. neither the police department nor the sheriff's department threw anybody in jail for that 24-hour period, which was amazing. We love having that happen all throughout Nationals this year.
What's the overall message that Knoxville Police Department wants to give out for this year's Nationals?
Message this year is have fun, be safe, and take it easy.
Thanks to Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.